Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is mindset, and we're going to be talking about overcoming stress and specifically talking about worry. And there are other forms of stress that can kind of cause problems with our life and get in the way of our happiness and productivity. And I wanted to take the next couple of mindset podcast to discuss kind of the individual topics. So rather than trying to lump this all into one where I have to go so quick and maybe not getting, maybe it might be overwhelming or too many steps to go through, I figured we'd just kind of take them one by one. And this is something that comes up often when talking about talking with my clients, either online or in person, is a lot of times what gets in the way of healthy living is things unrelated to our diet and our exercise directly. So it's not that they don't know the workouts or they don't know the nutrition. It's not kind of lack of knowledge. It's kind of these other things getting in the way, in the sense of they're worried about, since we're talking about worry today, they're worried whether or not the program will work. So then all of a sudden they start kind of like taking on too many ideas. This happens all the time in nutrition, where somebody gets one person's opinion, they get another opinion, another opinion, another opinion, then all of a sudden you have countering opinions. You don't know which to follow. So now all of a sudden you have this uncertainty and this unknown, so therefore you begin to worry whether what you're doing is right. And since you're worrying about it, you're probably not going to follow it 100%, because since you're uncertain if it's correct, you're not going to give 100% of yourself to something that might possibly be incorrect. And then what ends up happening is you give a lesser percentage to a little bit of everything, and you end up going nowhere. So this becomes some of the problems with too much information, which we run into nowadays. So I think if you looked at, like, you know, say 30, 40 years ago, it would have been really hard to get information other than just a couple, you know, local people in your town or people you'd run into in person. But with the onset of internet and everything else, we now have access to too much information, and it becomes overwhelming. And that can create that system symptom of worry, where you're overloaded, everything's contradicting, you don't know what to do, so you don't really do anything 100%. And this is true of training, too, so people can worry about if what they're doing is correct. So I have, oh my gosh, it's sad how many times this comes up, but somebody will come to our gym or our facility, and they'll say, you know, I've done X, Y, and Z in the past. I've lost weight, but it always comes back. You know, or I make some progress, but I always regress backwards. We tell them kind of like, what were the good and the bad of the past things they do? We kind of give them the new things that they might want to try. It's very odd for them. It's something they haven't tried before. So they worry if it's correct. And therefore, they end up just saying, well, I'm going to go back to what I did in the past. It worked for me. No, it didn't. So it did not work, because you're standing here asking us for advice. So it may have worked temporarily. So maybe what you did lost 30 pounds 3 years ago, but why have you gained those 30 pounds back if it quote-unquote worked? Okay? So you have to keep your mind open to new possibilities. And sometimes the effect of worrying can kind of hold us back from doing that. So that's kind of what worry is. It's kind of the anxiety or the fear over, like, the what-ifs or the unknowns. And that's going to get in the way of us being our best in terms of following all the things we want to do in our life that we know are kind of quote-unquote good for us, but we're not sure. Maybe they're new for us. We don't really know what the outcome will be, so we know what the next step might bring, and we can kind of see ourselves, you know, maybe just one step at a time. We can't see that finish line, so we worry if we're going in the right direction. So instead of going there and finding out, we just don't go anywhere, and that's what I want to kind of help people work through with this podcast, is to get over the fear or the anxiety of the known unknown or the what-ifs. And let's instead focus on what we can control. So this definitely has application to health and fitness, like nutrition training, but this is, you know, widely more applicable to our whole life. So that's what we want to kind of approach this as, is kind of like a whole life approach, and definitely apply it to our nutrition and training where we see that we can. So one of the biggest things that I think helps, and people smarter than me too, when you read all these books and fancy language about all this stuff, is one of the biggest things you can do about worry is to address each of your fears, each of your what-ifs, and kind of find ways to be prepared for them. So I'm an Eagle Scout, and the motto of Boy Scouts is to be prepared. So that was what was drilled into my head when I was younger, was if we went out on a camping trip, and somebody might be like, well, you know, what if a bear comes after our food? You would be prepared by putting anything that had any attraction to a bear. You might throw that in like a kind of a knapsack, and you'd throw that on a string. You'd throw it up over a really high branch, and you'd kind of store that thing really high up in a tree. And you'd often store it a little bit further away from your tent, so you're not going to store it right above your tent. That way, if a bear was to come and get it, maybe they can't get the scent because it's really high. Maybe they'll see the tree and think it's not really worth climbing it. Now, bears can climb trees very well, but if you put it high enough, maybe the bear will be too lazy. But that's the idea. You want to kind of be prepared. What's the likelihood of a bear attack when you're out camping? Very, very, very low. However, if it were to happen, it would be something that you would not like. You would not enjoy that experience. So it's worth being prepared, even if it's kind of a low likelihood. Also, one of the benefits is, the reasons why, is it's a low level of effort. All you have to do is throw your crap in a bag and throw the bag up over a tree branch and you're good to go. So it takes, you know, all of 5 minutes. So it's well worth it, even if it only has like a 1% chance of happening. If it only takes a 1% effort, why not do it? You know, to whereas if it was something that took like a grueling, you know, 8 hours of your day and, you know, you had to like give up your firstborn child for it, it's probably something you might not want to consider because of the low likelihood of it versus the high cost of it, being prepared for it. But that's the idea. That's kind of the general concept we're going to talk about in this podcast, is to overcome worry is to focus on being prepared. So the key to that, though, is we can only be prepared for what we can control. So we need to find out of all of our worries and our what-ifs, what of that can I do anything about? You know, so can I control a bear from coming into my camp if I'm camping out in the woods? Not really. You know, what am I going to do? Dig a moat around my campsite and, you know, fill it with hot lava? So there's nothing you can really do. If a bear wants to come in, they're going to come in. So I can't be prepared in the sense of preventing the bear from coming, but I can be prepared in the sense of taking away any interest that it might have once it's at the campsite. So that's kind of like a general idea we're looking for here, is if we think about, if you're worried about one particular thing, let's just kind of break this down to one aspect of your life. So maybe it's, you know, you're worried about your nutritional health. Maybe you're worried about your physical health. Maybe you're worried about being a good parent to your kids when you're busy trying to also work and make money. Maybe, you know, whatever it is, whatever your worry might be. Let's look at just one worry right now, and let's kind of walk through the steps on how to address that. So one of the things you'll hear all the time is to rank the realism of your concerns. So if you think of this particular issue, write down all of your what-if fears. So what are you afraid of? You know, so if you think of camping, you know, what if the bears come and attack me? What if I, you know, what if my tent has a hole in it? Maybe I want to bring like a, you know, a tent repair kit. So maybe I have fire concerns. What if I make a fire for cooking and it gets out of control? Well, then I can just pack a fire extinguisher. So that's kind of what we want to do, is we want to think of what are all of our concerns and worries and fears. So let's kind of write them down. So you can do this while you listen to the podcast. Just hit pause each time I give you guys a step of something to do. So you would want to write down what the title is of what you're worrying about. You want to write down, you know, whatever fears and concerns come to your mind. If you don't have like a string of thoughts right away, you can maybe just force yourself to kind of write three, you know, or you can write five, or you can just write all 40,000 if you're that's how many come to your mind. But you want to write them down and get them on paper, okay? Even if you think it's kind of like really stupid, you know, what if aliens attack? Just write it down anyhow. So just write it, get it on paper, get it out of your head. So that's the big goal of this, by writing down our fears, is to get it out of our head, because sometimes what's causing us problems is we have so many fears, and we're trying not to forget each fear, that our mind just kind of bounces around, trying to take account of all of the fears. So rather than us actually putting effort towards addressing them, we have effort lost towards just trying to manage them. So let's get them on paper. Okay, write them all down, get them on paper. Now, what you want to do is you can come up with a scale of your own. You can tick like 1 to 5 or 1 to 10, but you want to rank the realism of your, each fear and concern. What's the likelihood that that thing is going to happen? So if I'm ranking it a 1 to 10, where 10 being maybe 100% that is definitely going to happen, or 1 being like a 10%, it's pretty unlikely. So if I'm afraid of aliens invading our campsite, I'm going to give that a 1. So now if it's in your head at all, it probably has to have at least a 1 value. So if you would laugh and say, oh, I'd give that a 0, why the hell are you even worried about it then? So apparently if it's in your head for a worry, you must have some belief that it is a possibility. So you might as well write a 1, so that way you give it the respect that that worry or concern deserves in a sense. So if it's there, you might as well give it a 1. But let's go through that. So it's whatever you would, it's, if I keep using this camping analogy, you guys are going to probably go insane. But the idea would be to rank them in terms of what you think the realistic aspect of that is. Now, if you're ranking everything at 10, calm down, take a deep breath, and think through past experiences that maybe are somewhat related. Or go talk to people who have experienced what you're about to experience or what you're worried over. Go find out from them. And you can even do it. You can do it in person if you want to. You can read books. You can find this stuff online often. But go find out what the likelihood of what you're worried about is. So if you don't know how to rank them, if you're sitting there going, man, everything looks like a 10 to me, then go talk to somebody. Go read a book. Go look up something online. Go find a couple accounts or experiences from other people and see what the commonalities of what happened with their experiences. So that might be a good way to do a little bit of a research on it. And something we're going to be talking about through the podcast here is the concept of being proactive towards our fears and concerns and worries. So rather than us just sitting there and kind of stewing in this craziness, if we can put action to a worry, that's going to help a ton. So maybe your first action is going to be do a little bit of research. Go find out what the complications and negatives are of what you're attempting. Find out how common they are, and then that's going to lead us to our next step. So let's say somebody's worried about competition. So they're worried about competing. And they're like, oh, you know, what if I trip and fall on stage if it's an aesthetic-based show? And that is the fear. People have expressed that to me when they're prepping for shows. I have only ever had one competitor kind of sort of slip-ish on a piece of tape in those high heels. But no one has ever wiped out, knock on wood. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it's really unlikely that you're going to trip and actually fall on your face in an aesthetic competition. So if you are worried about that, go talk to some people you know who maybe have competed. You can also look online and just type, I don't know, you can Google my show experience. There's YouTube videos where people nowadays do kind of like a review of their experience, but go do a little bit of research, okay? Find out what the likelihood of that is. Now, if you're afraid of, like, in competition, you know, what if, say it's a powerlifting meet and you're afraid if you bomb out on your squats? That's unlikely, but that's also 100% in your control. Just squat to parallel. So that helps a shit ton. Just do that, and that would be an amazing first step. And actually having honest friends, if you're not sure what parallel is, go find out who a judge is in the local organization that you're going to go to and ask them. So at our gym alone, we have, I think, 5 or 6, maybe even 7 judges of different federations. So, you know, I have a couple judges that I ask in turn if I ever have questions about any clients. I'll shoot them a quick little video on Facebook Messenger or Instagram. They just send me back, you know, yes or no, or red light or white light, you know, good or bad. And that's all I need from them. And they're super awesome to do that for me. So just find somebody who can help you. So that would be the idea. So we have our, once we do through that, we have our ranking of our worries and concerns. Now, the highest ranking concern should get your highest degree of attention. So too often people focus on easy worries. So we're going to unpack this here in a second, but if you look at the things you might be worried about, maybe there's one or two things towards the top of the list that you're like, yeah, I'm worried about that, but dang, you know, if you want me to work to address that one, that's going to be kind of a lot of effort, and I don't really want to do that. So I'd rather just kind of worry about the aliens. So too often that happens, where people get lost in the easy concerns. And that is absolutely a freaking waste of your time, so don't do that. So focus your attention on the highest ranking concerns. So now, especially even if they're not easy to address, but that would be the goal, is what is our highest concern? Is it within our control? So can I do anything about that? And if you're not sure, again, do some research. So if you're afraid of something, like let's say, again, you're an aesthetic show and you're a female and you're afraid of, you know, your kind of top kind of slipping and you kind of, you know, giving a peep show to everybody on stage. They make what's called Bikini Bite, which is like a glue that like helps adhere the suit to your skin. So you can look that up and go find out what that is and go get help towards making sure that's not a concern. So there's a whole bunch of stuff like that. So whereas if you're worried about a specific thing and you don't know if you can put action to it, go research it. Again, that's going to give you physical action, something you can do with this worry. So if you're having a sense of worry, but you can turn it into work, okay, if you could turn it into something you can be productive with, that's the goal. So you'll no longer be filled with a sense of worry. You'll be filled with a sense of work towards solving that worry, which is a much better sense, much better feeling. So that would be the idea, is can I do anything about it? If you deem that you cannot do anything about it, guess what? Stop worrying about it. So if it's outside of your control, any amount of worry that you give to it will have zero effect. So whether I give 1% of worry or whether I give all of my worry to it won't make a damn bit of difference. So instead of giving any worry to that thing, go find the highest ranking thing that you can put action to and give that your attention. So take your attention and your worry off of things you cannot control. Place them solely on the things you can control. And then on the things you can control, write down what you can do to take care of it. So make a game plan in a sense. So write it down on paper. Say, okay, out of my top concerns or worries, I'm going to pick this one, which is the highest ranking that I can do something about. What is the somethings I can do about it? Let me write down each action that I can take. Let me write down the steps that I can take to taking those actions, because maybe sometimes it takes two or three steps to get that kind of action crossed off the list. And you want to write these down and make game plans. And you want to, in a sense, like we said, turn your worry into work. Okay? So a game plan narrows your focus. And it turns your focus from unproductive, doing nothing worry, to productivity work, something you can do something about. Okay? So this is, it also helps when you have action to put towards a worry. It helps you push through like apathy, like that feeling of why even bother, never going to make a difference. If you have a game plan and you have the actions that you can take to address it, that's why you should bother. That's what you can actually do. So just do those steps. It also helps push you through the depression response when you come to worries. A lot of times when we have worry, we get depressed over it. We kind of feel defeated by it. We feel kind of run down, low energy. We feel like kind of just like, man, yeah, there's something I can do, but I don't even want to do it. Or is it even going to make a difference? Well, if you're not sure if it's going to make a difference, that means there's a possibility that it might. So therefore, you want to go ahead and do it. So if you do nothing about it, you will make no difference. If you do something about it, you might make something of a difference. So that's the idea. So by having a game plan and by having steps to take, that can help you push through apathy and depression. It can help you push your worry into work and help you be more productive about this. So now, I am talking about stuff that seems very fluffy, but I've done this in my personal life a lot of different times. So I'll give you two quick examples, and these are just to kind of give, you know, real-world practical examples. And So I'm just going to give you some of mine. So one of them was when I was younger. I think I've talked about this in past podcasts. I didn't really like the way I looked when I was younger. So it kind of gave me a lot of you could say worry in the sense of, like, when I would meet new people, I'd be worried, you know, how they would respond to me. I'd be worried if I went to a new event or a new, kind of a new crowd of people. So I remember, like, when I went off to college, I kind of, like, was antisocial for a little while because I was really kind of worried about whether I'd be accepted. So that was kind of a difficult thing. And there were things I didn't like about the way I looked. So, like I've talked about in past podcasts, I'm blind in my left eye. So sometimes I would get worried about if I'd look cross-eyed. Other fears and worries and concerns. So what I did for myself was to consider, okay, what can I control? So maybe I felt like I looked kind of like fat and out of shape, and I wouldn't look very desirable to females, and or I wouldn't look like I would garner much respect from other males. So I said, okay, you know, I might not be able to fix my eyes. You know, I can't fix my face. So it is what it is. Those are what they are. But I can work on getting less fat. I can work on getting more muscle. You know, I can do something about that. So I remember I would took on that challenge. I think I was around like 17. When I said to myself is, okay, there are some things I can't do anything about, but there are some things I can do something about. So I'm going to do those things freaking full on, all out, and try to make the biggest difference I can. So that's what I did. So for those of you who don't know, when I graduated high school, I'm 100 pounds over the weight that I was when I was 18 years old, and that was after 3 years of exercise. So it took me 3 years of exercise just to get to how out of shape I was at 165. I'm now 265, sometimes heavier, most times heavier, and I'm actually leaner than I was at that 165. So I put a lot of work into my body, and I built 100 pounds of, say, clean weight over my natural body weight to make sure that I looked the way that I wanted to. So I was able to change that and make that difference. Couldn't do anything about my face. So the only thing I really did for my face was I grew a beard, and that kind of hid the fact that I have two like half chins, so I don't have a full actual chin. I have like no chin followed by like a small chin underneath my no chin. So that sucked. So God didn't do me any favors in the facial department there. So other than being able to grow a beard, which is, I guess, makeup for men, I couldn't do much about that. So I just grew the body that I wanted. But that was my response. Okay, what can't I control? But what can I control? And whatever was within my control, let me control it 100%. So another example is when I opened up the business. We've had the gym for 8 years now. And I remember in the first year or two, it was a pretty big struggle. And I did have a couple times, one in particular, where I woke up to an alert from Bank of America saying that my bank account was minus $400. So I had, by the end of business that day, to come up with $400. And holy freaking crap. First of all, whether you get that like email, I think I got the email like super early in the morning, like 5:30 in the morning. Well, that's a pretty good alarm clock. So I was up pretty quick and I was working on trying to solve that. And in my head, I could have thought, oh crap, you know, minus $400, you know, everything's done. You know, the business is over. I've lost the business. I'm a loser, da 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 da. But thankfully, I didn't have that response. I immediately just woke up and thought, holy shit, how am I going to make $400 today? And then I just started moving and doing things. So, and I ended up making it work, thanks to God and some effort on my part, by the end of the day. But that was one thing where, in those examples, I was presented with something that was worth worrying, okay, in my mind or my opinion. And instead of me doing nothing, having the apathy effect or being depressed about it, being sad about it, I kind of immediately tried to think of what can I do right now to make a difference and let me go do that. So that's the goal, is put your worry into work. So that way you'll have productivity from this mental effort and energy rather than nothing happening and you're just feeling stressed out but not getting anything for your stress. Okay? So we thought about it is we thought, what was our worry and concern? What were all of my, like the big item, then what were my worries and concerns related to that big item? We wanted to rank those, rank them from, you know, say 1 to 10. The biggest concerns get your most attention. You want to consider, what can I do? What can't I do? If it's something outside of your control, cross it off the list. Throw that paper away. Don't give it another thought. If it's something you can control, put actions to it. How are you going to control it? Literally, what are you going to do to control that thing? So you want to change your mind from what if to what now. Not what if this, what if that, some often, you know, some time in the future, you know, some distant thing. Not these what ifs. Think what now. What can I do right now to address that? What can I do right now to take a step towards the right direction? So change your what ifs to what now. That's the goal. Okay? So hopefully this will help. It might sound, like I said, kind of fluffy in things you may have heard before or read in books before, but if you actually physically put this to work, I have seen firsthand that it does make a difference. So please, 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 if you have worry that is holding you back from living the healthiest, happiest life you can, please take these steps and try to take control of that. So you've probably been living with your worry for some time right now, as to right now. Has doing nothing up until this point made any difference? No. Has doing nothing up until this point made it any better? No. So let's try something new. Let's try these steps. Let's see if we can make a difference. Let's see if we can make it better. Okay? So if you'd like help on that journey, you can always reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'd be happy to help, maybe help you with some ideas or figuring out what you can or can't control, try to clear the air for you. Okay? So, good luck to you. If you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. Everybody deals with stress. So if you know anybody, you know, send this link their way. So it might just be a nice casual way to help somebody out. Okay? Nice little subtle hint. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, or if you'd like any help on your journey as you navigate through your worries and concerns, please, again, like we say, reach out to us on our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Cool. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.